All right, we have St. Mary's Principal Cody Havronik with us. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, pretty good, especially when we have about a, what, about 80 degree temperature swing from one week to the next. Yeah.
I wore my light coat today.
Yeah, I got a short sleeve shirt on today.
There you go.
But yeah, nice change in the weather. We'll take it. So.
Yeah, we definitely will. Kind of had some activities last week. Kind of had a short week last week. We had our parent-teacher conferences and whatnot, a couple days off of school towards the end of the week. So don't have a whole too terribly much to report on, but we did have some activities last week. The girls participated in the D26 sub-district basketball tournament in Bartlett. On Tuesday, St. Mary's played Stewart, and they got the victory 61-36. So they got the opportunity to come back and play on Thursday versus CWC. Unfortunately, in that game versus CWC, they were defeated 77-41, so that essentially ended the girls' season with that defeat to CWC. I do want to recognize our senior girl basketball players. We had Jaden Eby and Araceli Perez. I want to thank them for their time and commitment to the basketball team over their last 4 years. On Friday, the boys traveled to EPPJ to play them. They got the victory 70-32. Over EPPJ. I also want to give a little bit of a shout out to the junior high boys basketball team. They're the champions this weekend of the O'Neill Club tournament. So give them a little bit of a shout out as well.
You bet.
Like I said, didn't have a whole lot on the schedule. Last week we did host our spring parent teacher conferences this past Thursday. I would like to thank all the parents that were able to take the time out of their day to attend their child's conferences. If for some reason you were unable to attend parent-teacher conferences, but you'd still like to speak with your child's teacher, you can either contact the school directly or directly message your child's teacher via Sycamore to set up one of those appointments.
Okay.
I did want to make a quick note, too. We are hosting the D26 sub-district tournament this week. Games were held last night and then today and Thursday. Even though the NSA has increased gym capacity to 75%, of the total. Due to our gym size, we still have not opened all games up to the general public. I did speak with Mr. Allen last night. He said we do still have about 25 seats available on our list that we can bring. So if you want to get into that game, you can contact the school this morning and get on that list.
Okay, and each school playing there does have a list. So.
Yeah, each school has a list. There's 175 we can let in for each school on that, so... like I said, we got about 25 seats left. If you want to get on that list, call the school. We can get you put in on that list.
Yep. If you can't make it, we'll have it tonight on 102.9, both games. So.
Perfect. Perfect. Again, masks are still required for all those in attendance as well.
Right.
So
okay.
That's kind of per the NSA stuff. And we had one of the games last night worked out pretty well. So as far as on our calendar this week, again, we got that boys sub-district basketball. St. Mary's will take on Santee. That starts at 6 o'clock. Right, the next game, Wynot's going to take on Stewart directly thereafter. I think that's going to start at 7:30 or so. On Wednesday, we've got speech at Newman Grove. There's also grade school mass and Stations of the Cross starting at 8:10. On Thursday, we've got that boys basketball sub-district. We got kind of a TBA there, but the winners tonight will play at 6:30 on Thursday. Okay. And then on Friday, we've got our grade school and high school Cardinal Pride Day, and then our high school mass and Stations of the Cross starting at 8:10. And then Saturday, the speech team's traveling to Battle Creek.
All right. So, a few activities on the old schedule this week. A
couple things there, yep.
And again, they can always check out the St. Mary's Facebook page or website for any updates or anything like that throughout the week.
Yep. Jenny Schneider, she kind of runs a Facebook. She does a nice job of keeping it updated with different pictures and things that are going on. So always kind of fun to check that out and see what's going on.
You bet. All right, Cody, have a great week and enjoy this nice weather.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
You betcha. Cody Havronik, principal of St. Mary's School.